afternoon inhalers, midnight tokers, and AM hookah smokers. This is the AM hookah podcast with your forgetful host, and Matt. Joined with me is my partner in crime and always annoyed, Adrian, my friend, how are you doing today?
Do I need to keep being the one who does the OBS?
I think you might.
First of all, Doug, three tip gang, if you're here. Second of all, no, I'm super pumped. Season 2, episode 2, we're going to talk about some more stuff that we didn't necessarily have a chance to get into in season 1. So I'm super pumped. How about you, Matt? Also, how's my audio sounding? Because I'm not using my normal microphone. So let me know, because I can swap that very quickly.
Okay, right now it sounds okay on my end. So let us know out there in the show universe. You guys are the best. Oh, wait, they say that they can't hear me. I wonder why that could. You can hear me now. I know I was forgetful and I forgot to unmute myself. I apologize for that. I see him waving his arms, but I can't hear him. Oh my goodness. Kenneth says, best be ready for Vegas. Oh my goodness. Yes, the beard is gone. John noticed that I shaved. And I also got a
baby face.
I got a haircut. I shaved my beard off. Man, I feel so much better now that I am a little bit more clean cut. It's a little bit nicer out here. So it feels really nice. But let us know. Gus says that everybody sounds good. Looks like a freshly shaved vagina is what Hookah Fiend just called me. I don't know how to take that. Is that a compliment? I don't know if that is or not, Adrian. What? How should I take that?
He just calls you a vagina face. You be the judge.
Hey, Matt, did you get the thing I sent you? I have not checked yet. I will check that in just a moment. We do have something to show off. Kyle Smith, very quickly, he announced today on the Facebook group that there's going to be a beautiful new bowl that is hitting the market. It is called the Relix Rings, and it's a really interesting bowl. It's a bowl with a outer ring part, and I love the reasoning behind this bowl, right? The idea is when you cover your bowl up with foil, what does it do? It hides it, right? You hide mm-hmm. that aesthetically pleasing part about the bowl. So he came up with this. He didn't. Daniel, his good friend that actually gave him this.
Daniel Newbert.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure it's like a Scandinavian last name or something.
Yes. Netherlands, I believe. He's actually a fan of the show.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't know if he's here today, but he has listened multiple times. He actually won when we did the big mix contest that we did as well. So he came up with this great idea to put a ring around it so that you're able to put your foil on like you normally would. Then you put a ring around that, and then you're still able to enjoy. I mean, it's beautiful. We're going to show off some pictures later on in the show, so we won't get too far into it, but it looks really, really cool. We'll be talking about that later on as well. But we got a bunch of people already here for the chat, so I want to make sure to say hello to Akeem, the original superfan. John is here as well. Hookah Fiend, who thinks I look like a vagina. Raul, who's agreeing and says a fresh shaved vagina. I can't say that word again. I don't know why. It's making me blush. Oh my. Yes, I look 10 years younger, which is nice. I like to think that I'm younger sometimes. Couple of small notes to hit. We're only on YouTube right now, so if you know anybody that's interested in watching the show that may still be on Facebook, you should share a link over there or share a link into your favorite social media account and let them know that we are doing this thing on Mondays at 5:30 Mountain Standard Time. We got some fun stuff to talk about, including a bunch of giveaways, Adrian. Do you have any idea how much giveaways we're going to be doing today?
How many giveaways, Syntax?
Yeah, you know, whatever.
No, we're gonna be doing a lot. You're the man with the, I think we actually have notes up, but you're the one who has it memorized, I'm pretty sure. But two sets of tickets to the expo,
two pairs,
something about that,
two pairs.
And and then on top of that, some Alpha Comma swag that I might have samples of next to me.
Yes, and we're going to be showing those off, but we are going to be giving away three 250 gram containers of Alpha Comma tobacco, and then we're also going to be giving away this right here. You can see a much better picture of this on a lot of different places where we posted it. This is a fork, but not only is it a fork, Adrian, what else is it?
It's, come on, man. It's a poker.
It's a foil poker. This is phenomenal.
Yeah, a little bit of background, just so everyone knows who makes these and everything. This is actually made by an awesome company called Urso. Some people may have heard of them, some may have not. But this is the Alpha Comma fork. Yes. And the company that...
Uh-oh.
I have not muted my phone.
Uh-oh. Finally, a technical error on Adrian's. Hey, what's up, Rob?
For me?
Dude, where's my hookah is here as well.
Never again. I forget to do this once, and I get punished for it. But yeah, here's the original Urso fork. Here's the Alpha Comma Urso fork. I think this is a strict upgrade.
Oh my gosh. Personal opinion. It is so cool. It is really, really phenomenal. We're going to be giving away Alpha Kama tobacco, 250 grams, and then also those forks along with each one of them. There's going to be three chances for you to win, and then there's going to be two chances for you to win a pair of tickets today. And then next week, we're also going to have another pair of tickets to give away. So if you don't win it today, and I'm going to see if I can get something pieced together so that we can give away something else as well for the show. If you win it, try to message me on Facebook. Otherwise, I will try to find you on Facebook. In fact, why don't we just go ahead and start giving away something right now, Adrian? How's that sound? Okay. So here's what we'll do. I think this went okay last time. We're going to pick a set of numbers. One through, what do you want to do, 25? Does that sound good?
Yeah, that sounds fine.
Okay, random number picker. I'm just going to do something real quick. Everybody in the chat right now, we're going to do it just for a little while. Pick a number between 1 and 25. 1 and 25. I'm going to give you just a little while to start putting all those numbers in. Remember, whoever puts a number in the first time is going to be the person that wins it. So if two people have 3, but the first person to put in 3, they're going to be the ones that actually win it. So 1 to 25, and today you're going to be winning yourself a 250-gram container of Alpha Kama tobacco, along with one of these absolutely stunning forks, foil poker combinations. They're really, really cool. You're going to want to win this. I guarantee it. So enter in. All you got to do is pick a number. That's all you got to do. 1 to 25. We're getting a bunch of people entering in. Okay, so Black and White and Reviews just put 24, and then right below him, Bopperman 24 put in 24 as well. So right now, Black and White Reviews put in 24 first, so they would win. But actually, yes, I believe so. Okay, so we got quite a few numbers in. Below just put in 2. Okay, let's see. I'm going to give Blooper or Bopper one more chance to enter in a number, and then we're going to go ahead and do our spin. While we wait for that, Adrian, what are you smoking right now?
I'm not even sure. Are all the freeze flavors spoiled already, Matt? Do you know?
I don't know.
I don't know either. I'm smoking an Alpha Kama freeze flavor. I'm not sure if I'm allowed to say which one, if Badia comes in here, or any of the guys from the Hangs group, maybe you know. Let me know if I can talk about it. I'm pretty sure I can, but I don't want to say anything I'm not supposed to.
I wonder if we got the same one. I'm not smoking right now, but is it in line with something of your similar taste buds? Let's put it that way.
Absolutely. Okay, so that's probably my favorite thing.
I'm not smoking right now, but I got a sample of that too. So,
but yeah, Starbuzz set up the three tip gang. You're welcome, Doug. Thunder Darko's V2, Starbuzz short 1.0, the Atlantis. Okay. Up on top, I've got an alpaca, one of the older alpaca Apaches, medium, 3 titanium flats. What about you?
Doug says, yes, they are released, so you can go ahead and spoil what it is you're
smoking. Oh, great. A freeze grapefruit mint.
Freeze grapefruit.
Super good. It's awesome.
Oh, I had that one. Oh, I was thinking it was a different one, but he says they've all been released, so I'm going to go ahead and spoil it. I got lemon mint freeze.
I'm mad.
So that's what I thought you had. So I'm not smoking that right now. I'm actually smoking some grapefruit iced tea, and it's phenomenal. Absolutely wonderful right now. That's the one that you got a long time ago, correct? Grapefruit iced tea?
Yes.
It's very, very good. So let's go ahead and spin this right now. 1 to 25. 1 to 25. I'm going to generate it. 19. 19 is our winner. Let me go through the things real quick. See, oh, somebody did. I see one person. I'm going to check and make sure there was nobody else that picked that. We have a winner. The winner is J.D. Backengrah. J.D., you are the winner. Please try to find me on Facebook. Otherwise, I'll try to find you on Facebook. If not, find me on Instagram or Twitter. Somewhere we will find each other, and I will get you that 250 grams with this beautiful fork and poker. We are going to be giving away two more of those and then also two pairs of tickets for the expo. So, yeah, we got lots of stuff to give away, talk about, and all sorts of things. What are you guys smoking out there in the land of the chat right now? Let me know what you guys are smoking. I am smoking Alpha Kama grapefruit mint. Not grapefruit mint. Grapefruit iced tea in my Carbon One stem. With my Stone Vortex Bowl and Provost, I'm using 3 coals because I like this one a little bit warm. It's tasting real good, like. So that's what I'm smoking. We're going to go ahead and talk about some of the other fun stuff. We have a question for the beginning of the show. The question for the beginning of the show is, do you like a pipe that comes apart? That's your question that you're going to be thinking about until the end of the show, and then we're going to come back to it and talk about it a little bit more. Obviously, that ties in line with our topic today, which is all about modular pipes. But go ahead and be thinking about that, and I will get you at the end of it and ask you your opinions on that stuff after we go through all this sort of stuff. So, I already gave
you... D-Lou, real quick.
Yeah.
I just wanted to get to this before it rolls off. Is the freeze part not mint? Not necessarily. I think it can come across as a mint. I've noticed that it's cold like a menthol is cold.
Yes, it's like
it's...
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. You're about to say something really good, I think.
Well, I was just going to say that they all have mint, so it's a mint freeze flavor, so you're going to have that mint taste to it, like that sweet mint taste, and then you're also going to have a cooling, like a menthol cooling along with the flavors. So, for instance, the grapefruit mint freeze, you have grapefruit as a citrus, you have the mint as that sweet mint taste, and then you have the freeze as like a cooling flavor in there as well. So it's like two separate sorts of mints in there. Doug says that he's using three prestige flats, which is awesome. You know why that is, Adrian?
Why is that?
Because he won it from our show. Last week, we gave away Prestige Jumbo Flats. Doug was one of the winners, and he is smoking it right now. Badia says, can you turn up your mic a little bit, Matt? I sure can. I'll turn it up right now.
Also,
yes,
I can hear myself. That's through right. You.
Uh-oh. Can you hear me?
Stop.
Oops. I had my monitors turned on just a little bit. That's why. My apologies. Hopefully, that goes away now. Let's see what else is going on. It says, let's see, Rob, I'm being a very loser at vaping. Oh, he's vaping at work. Smoking some strawberry guava when I get home. I'm assuming from Azure strawberry guava, which I've heard good things about. I would be interested in trying that one eventually. JD says, what's your Instagram? You can find me just Matt Desind, D-E-S-I-N-D, Matt Desind. Also, you can find my YouTube by searching that same thing. Okay, sorry, enough pimping. okay, so... we talked about what we were smoking.
Obviously. Yo, Matt, how do you know he's asking about your Instagram, man?
Because he said my name. Well, he didn't. Adrian, what's your Instagram?
What if he's talking about this channel, man?
Oh,
what if he doesn't care about us? Well, you conceded that.
I'm sorry. That's my fault. Go AM Hookah Podcast on Instagram. You'll find us there.
Relatively dead for now. Yes. I'm still working and stuff. If you actually want to see hookah content, go to mine. I'll play it later.
So, Paul says on my Rest in Peace Crown Bowls, this is something that I wasn't planning on covering because I had forgot about it, but I think we should say something about it. Crown Bowls going out of business. They're having a huge sale on their website. I don't know for sure what's left, how much they have left on there, if they're still selling some stuff at huge discounts. But did you see that, Adrian, that Crown Bowls is going out of business?
I did not know that. That's actually, I just found that out, and that sucks because I've been wanting to pick a Crown Bowl up.
They're really cheap right now, and that sounds like kind of weird to say because they're going out of business, but they are a huge discount. So if you are looking for one, I would recommend hopping over there and getting, seeing what's there because
buy. Now's
the time. No, don't leave yet. Hold on.
Oh, okay.
But they have their tips cool. for sale. They have their bowls for sale. Everything on there is at a huge discount, so go and check it out, obviously. Captain Wetbeard says that he just ordered some trifecta spaploni. I can't say that word. Spaploni. What is that? How do you say it? Come on, help me out. The ice cream.
One second. Let me see if I can find it. Spumani?
Spumani. There we go. Thank you so much. It's the ice cream flavor that that Trifecta is doing. That our good friend Zach over at Strictly Shisha did an awesome review for if you have not already checked it out. We have Paul smoking Natural Order, two apples, and K Peach. Man, you guys are smoking some really good stuff over here. The site is pretty barren. I got some of the last D-Ho's tips. Oh, man. So they might already be all sold out, sadly. There's still plenty of bowls. Still plenty of bowls, actually. So you can go and check that stuff out. Hookah Fiend says, a hookah that comes apart is good. Oh, wait. We're not talking about that yet. Hold on. Can't answer the question quite yet. Let's go ahead and get into some videos and review stuff. I have not posted any new videos. Adrian, I don't believe you have either in the time that we were on last week. Am I wrong about that, or have you posted any new reviews?
There's been a new video just kind of plugging this podcast, so nothing of note just yet. The last week's been dead for me on my personal channel.
Okay. So instead of talking about our own stuff, I want to call and shout out Rob. And I wasn't going to do this just because you're here. I was going to do this in general. But Rob just dropped a new review for What Else? From Azure on his channel. And if you're looking for some of the most high quality and best content you can find on YouTube, go check out Dude Where's My Hookah. Rob makes some of the absolute best stuff, and he does a great job describing the flavor. If you didn't already know what else is, cashmere and cane mint, but it's not because it's from Azure. So it's their take on it, which I think is really cool. It's an exclusive to 5starhookah.com. By the way, these Alpha Kama forks and poker are also on 5starhookah.com. So you can go and check these out if you don't win one today, which we still have some more chances for you to win as well. But you can go check out his review. It's really, really good. Those are some really good prices on Crown Hookahs on the website. Yes, they are. Go and check it out. Have you seen Rob's review yet, Adrian?
Yes, I actually just watched it at work today.
Yeah, same here.
Super, super solid. Rob, are you doing something new with your intro video? I thought I saw some new B-roll in your intro, so let me know.
Yes, he's always mixing stuff up. my apologies. I'm going to take my lid off my Provost real quick.
Ooh, weak. Matt can't handle heat, apparently.
Yeah. Weak smoker. Okay, so let's go ahead and keep moving forward. Let's get into our news segment just a little bit. So here it is right now. I'm going to go ahead and post a picture of the relics on our screen. This is a picture that you can find on Facebook. I want you, if you don't mind, to talk for just a minute while I go and see if I can grab some other pictures real fast, okay?
Can I talk about the Rolex Bowl, or are we waiting for that?
Yes, go ahead and talk about the Rolex Bowl right now.
Rolex Bowl. Kyle Smith of Rolex Bowls has just teamed up with Hookah Heroes, Ryan from Over Hookah Heroes, to distribute his batch of these Rolex ring bowls that are going to be available exclusively at Hookah Heroes. And Matt's going to pull up the picture, but what these are is bowls that are handmade by Kyle. If you're not familiar with Rolex bowls, he'll have a picture for you. I've got a few of my own if you want to see them. But he's made this bowl, and on top there's this ring, and it's like made to fit the top of the bowl. So there's an inner lip on the bowl that the ring sits around. And Matt was saying earlier, I'm not sure if he was saying it here or before we started, so that's awkward, but it makes the bowl look very aesthetically pleasing, because when you foil a bowl, obviously your foil is at least covering the top part of your bowl, but these new bowls fix that problem right away, and they also help you get the foil nice and drum tight. And on top of that, they double as kind of a lipped HMD supporting bowl. So hopefully, oh, look, the picture's up. You can kind of see what's going on. Yeah, Matt, have you found any pictures?
Yes, I have, and there's going to be some pictures coming throughout it showing the what it looks like with the foil and how to put the foil in the actual ring, and then you take off the foil from that. So I'm just going to grab a couple more pictures, but yeah, it makes it look really, really cool, because you don't have to worry about looking at your foil anymore. You actually get to see all the best parts of the bowl while also helping, and this could be complete bro science. Tell me, Kyle, if you your opinion on this. If it really keeps it more drum tight, I do not know for sure. We don't have one in our possessions, obviously. That's something that it looks like it does. Also, it makes it more HMD friendly as well, from my understanding.
Did you see his live on Facebook?
I did catch most of it, not all of it. I noticed that you jumped on for a little while.
It's not so much bro science as it is just kind of how the math of how he puts these bowls together and then fires them works out. They're made to fit exactly snug when you have it foiled. So when you actually put your foil on and you put the ring on over it, it's going to bring the foil down in between the actual ring of the bowl and the inner lip of the bowl. And it's just going to hold it there. So it's not really so much bro science. It's literally just like something to fasten the foil down to the bowl without covering up the outside of the bowl. And as you can see, These rings are massive. Yeah. One of my biggest fears, because he told, a lot of us knew about this ahead of time while I was in R&D and stuff. One of my biggest worries was these rings are going to break. Oh no, Kyle's not skipping out on the rings. These rings look like they should cost like $30 on their own, the way he glazed these and etched them. And it just, gorgeous.
Yes.
So
if Kyle is in the chat, which I know he was earlier, I don't know if he still is. Maybe you can give us some more details about it. We don't have the exact price. They are going to be exclusive on Hookah Heroes, obviously. I'm not 100% sure when they're going to be releasing. I think he wants to aim somewhere between the before the...
It's going to be next week.
Okay, next week. Okay, I didn't catch that. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Oh my gosh, they're so pretty looking. Like I like the
colors.
They're perfect. Yes. I like how they went with a very muted color scheme, not something that's like bright and punches you in the face. I like this look to them because they look like they're, the name is called Relics, which is kind of like a antique almost name in a lot of ways. And that's very much what they kind of remind me of. And I just think that they look really, really cool. So very phenomenal, very cool. Looking forward to them, obviously, a ton. But yeah, do you guys have any questions that we can maybe try to narrow down for you guys? Let us know about these. These are called the Relics Rings. It is a bowl and ring outside of it as well. So let us know what your guys' thoughts are on those. I'm excited, Adrian. I know you are as well. I can't wait to get one of my possessions.
Yeah, I am. I don't know how big this batch is, but if I did, I would buy every single one. if I was able to do that. These just look so good. And it's unfortunate, but it's also fortunate because, I don't want to get on a soapbox, but we're in the era of Amazon where everything's super accessible. Mm-hmm. And people tend to forget about collectible items that are hard to get and why that can be a good thing. Because even Mason bowls, like as hard as they are to get, there's always going to be a new batch coming out. They're not made by Nino himself. He's got his own team. This is literally a guy, Kyle Smith, in a studio that his wife made for him at his house, spinning these bowls by hand. Yes. He did all the R&Ds himself. Obviously, Daniel came up with the idea, but Kyle's very much the guy who put these, put these in motion. And I don't know how big the batch is, but I can't imagine it's enormous. And I wouldn't expect crazy large batches moving forward. Meaning that these are going to be a very collectible item. They didn't say what the exact price was, but he said they're below $60.
That's good.
I can see after you buy this, the resale value on this bowl going up. you know? And I'm not saying resell it, I'm saying get it and enjoy the fact that you've made an investment and now you have a super awesome collectible item. And like you were saying with the paint job on these things, it makes it look, it's not tacky. It's like super classy. It's a gorgeous bowl.
Yes, they are not tacky. That is a perfect word for it, actually. I think that's perfect. So I think they're absolutely phenomenal looking and stuff. So I think we wanted to point those out. You can check out the live on Facebook, obviously. And if you follow Kyle on Hookah University, he posts when he does his work inside of his shop and stuff like that. I don't think he's done one for a little while, but you can see the past ones that he's done where he sits down, he makes the bowls, he shows how he has processed and everything. It's just very, very cool. I can't take you serious with those three tips, Adrian. Those three B2 tips are huge, massive, crazy looking on the... On
three tip
game! Oh, my
Doug,
gosh.
Sound off, man.
Oh, my goodness, they're crazy looking.
Doug, I want you to know how hard I had to work to make these fit without like them folding in on themselves. I did this for you.
So we have some pictures from people in the community. They posted on the post that I did for the AM Hookah podcast saying, hey, show off your rig and we'll show them off during the show. So I'm showing those off real quick so I don't forget to. But the one on next to me is from Akeem. This was actually from last week because I forgot to show it off. I'm sorry, Akeem. And then the one that's posted underneath Adrian right now is actually the one from John, who I believe is in the chat as well. That is what they are smoking. We got a KM for Akeem, and we have a Union. Please let me know, John, what that is.
Yeah.
I think it's a Union. I could be wrong, obviously. Doug did, in fact, say chip gang. Captain Whitbeard says the outer ring is beautiful and must take a lot of work to make by hand. I would only imagine they do look very thick, so that's very exciting news to know that they probably will not break immediately.
There was no bullshitting in the R&D process. He went through like batches and batches and batches of rings that actually worked, but he wasn't pleased with them. So like the amount of clay that went to the graveyard just from getting the rings correct is insane. He's done a great job on this. This has been in the works for a year.
Yeah.
So a lot of us were like sitting here super anxious waiting for him to let us talk about it.
Yeah. Akeem, your rig is in fact very sexy. So, hey, Adrian, do you want to give away something right now?
Let's give. You guys want some free stuff?
Yeah, I think so. I think they want some free
stuff. In case anyone's wondering why, like, we're just the telethon right now giving away stuff, we're getting close to the Hookah Expo worldwide.
Yes.
And this is kind of our way to celebrate.
Yeah.
With you guys, obviously.
We want to give a huge thank you and shout out to John Nador for allowing us to do this. We're partnering up with him to give away these tickets, obviously. We're very appreciative of that. We're going to give away two pairs of tickets. And the reason why is because last week I made the mistake of letting somebody who is a vendor win a pair. That was my bad. I should not have had that happen. We are going to correct that by giving away two pairs of them, the one that was supposed to go to him and then also another one as well. So let's go ahead and give away one of those pairs of tickets. If you are planning on going to the Hookah Worldwide Expo, that's who this is for, obviously. We want you to get in there as free as possible. No, I can't buy your airfare. I apologize. I wish I could. I just can't do that right now. Let's go ahead and do another just random number because they seem to be the easiest. Let's go ahead and do 1 to 25 again. 1 to 25, pick a number between 1 and 25. I'm going to give you just a little while. And then we will go ahead and do that draw. You are competing right now for a free pair of tickets to go to the Hookah Worldwide Expo in Las Vegas. I'm going to be there. I cannot wait. Adrian, you're going to be there. I want you to be there with me so we can get drunk and stupid together. We'll see what we can do, obviously. Lots of people are going to be there. We got some numbers rolling in. 1 to 25. Don't forget, this is your chance to get yourself a free pair of tickets. I'm trying to figure out what the very first thing. Oh, and we have a little bit of news about the Hookah Worldwide Expo as well. If you are watching Hookah John's video that he did earlier today, I don't know if he wants this to be like public knowledge, but I'm going to go ahead and say it because he said it on a live. That counts, right, Adrian? If he says it on a live, then I can say it as well.
All bets are off if he's talking about it live on his Facebook group.
That's how I feel too. So he's going to have a exclusive VIP party on Saturday. He didn't say where, but it's going to be a very exclusive party. You are going to have to pay to get into it, but there's going to be 200 tickets. It fits 300, I guess, but he's only going to do 200 because he's also going to give tickets away to the vendors to get them in there as well so we can smooze with all those wonderful people as well. So that's exciting. It's going to be phenomenal, obviously. So I got some numbers in. I think that this is probably all the people that are actually interested in going to the expo, so that's what I'm going to use for this right now. So I'm going to pick 1 to 25. We have a few numbers, and I'm going to go ahead and generate it right now. The number is 13. Do we have 13? We do. Kenneth is the winner. Yeah. Yes, we do have a 13. Kenneth, you are a winner of those tickets. Please reach me on Facebook. I believe we might already be friends or we've talked or something. I don't know. But I will reach out to you and make sure you get those tickets. So Kenneth is the winner of the first pair that we're going to be giving away of the tickets for the Hookah Expo today. Oh, man, this show is going by so quickly. We have so much to cover, Adrian, and we're only barely halfway through it. Let's go ahead and get back into the news a little bit. So John not only talked about a exclusive party, but he also showed off the new lid for the Phoenix. Did you see this?
I did not see this, but I did hear about it.
Okay, well, it's live. You can see it. There's somebody that's posted pictures. I don't know if it was Ronald that posted pictures or who did it. I wish I had one. I don't right now. I apologize. There's not enough time for me to go get it, sadly. But the exciting thing is that the lid is going to be bigger. And instead of fitting on the inside of it, it's actually going to fit on the outside of it, which should help with that problem that happened every once in a while, that where it got stuck on the inside of it, obviously. So hopefully that takes away and relieves that problem. It looks nice. It looks very nice. I hope you can get a picture of it sooner than later so that you can give your opinion and your two cents about it. The Phoenix is kind of a divisive device. I don't know if those words go together or not. Do you still use your Phoenix, Adrian?
I do. Not as regularly as Zach does because I am not a regular HMD user. I'm a big fan of coal on foil or provost on coal on foil. I don't mess around with HMDs too much. But if I'm going to smoke some Azure or some Trifecta Dark, I do find myself actually using the Phoenix on foil, which I know is weird.
Yes,
it does. But it works pretty well.
I do it as well. I do it as well. It is an odd thing, but I think a lot of people actually have taken point of doing that, especially from a lot of people that posted videos. I believe Hookah Chef did a video on it a long time ago when he did his review for it, and I was a fan of that. That's how I've enjoyed using it as well. But the new lid is out. I didn't get the details about the replacement, if there's going to be a replacement for it or anything like that where you can send yours in. I know at one time that was a conversational thing that was being talked about. Not 100% sure. Not going to go into that, obviously. But yeah, so Phoenix on foil gang is what John says. We're part of a gang now, I guess, Adrian. How's that make you feel?
I was wanted to be part of the gang.
Well, you already were. Three tip game, right?
Three tip gang.
Oh my gosh. Can't take you serious. Cannot take you serious. Okay. Let's go ahead and get into some other conversational pieces. Okay. So let's go ahead and get into our topic of the show. We're talking about modular hookahs. Adrian and myself, we are no strangers to modular hookahs. We have plenty that come apart and require you to build them before you use them. They make it a little bit easier for cleaning them, obviously. So let's go into some of this stuff real quick. So Adrian, I got a couple questions for you, if you don't mind. What are some of the pipes that you have that you build with?
I've got a handful of pipes that are modular. I've got a few really bad Mia pipes. I'm not a big fan of Mia. I know you are. Somewhat a fan of Mia. I've got, I guess you could actually call the Shishibucks Cloud Micro, it's semi-modular. Yeah. The only real modular parts on it would actually be the diffuser and the actual stem that goes into the tray. It actually locks in, so I would consider that modular. But my actual modular pipes that I use on a regular basis are going to be the Aviator, which I normally use in the podcast, but I am not today because it's dirty. And I also tend to use the Initiate, which I don't know. It's actually kind of hard to tell just by looking at it, that this is actually a three-piece pipe. Most people don't know that. Actually, it's actually five pieces if you include the downstem and the hose port.
You have a review for that pipe as well on your channel, don't you?
Actually, no. I have one on the Aviator hookah, okay. But I do not have one on the Initiate yet.
Okay. But still very similar in the fact that they disconnect and you're able to make it a very large hookah, a medium hookah, or a very small hookah. I would say, and correct me if I'm wrong, most of the time when you have the ability to change the size difference, we usually go for that medium style, don't we?
Absolutely, yeah. Like, for instance, if I'm going to be using the Aviator, it comes in two pieces, and I'll use one of the stem pieces. Okay. For the Initiate, maybe I'll break it down in a minute. For anyone who doesn't know how a modular pipe works and why it would be a good thing, there's like two different types of modular pipes. One where you have to put it together the same way every time and it just breaks down for cleaning or travel purposes. And then pipes like this where you actually break it down and you can have different configurations for the pipe, like the Prometheus, the new Prometheus hookahs are modular in that way. The Initiate also is, as is the Alchemist, not the Alchemist, I keep saying that, the Arc Aviator hookah. They're all like that.
Now, I had a so I have a lot of Mia hookahs, obviously, and they are sort of modular in the fact that, like, all the downstems will usually disconnect, which makes it easier for cleaning, which is something that I like. Do you guys in the chat, do you guys have any modular hookahs? Let us know what kind of hookahs you have that you smoke out of. Do you have anything that you break apart, either that you can make a little bit smaller the next time you smoke with it, or that you just use to break apart and clean? My favorite thing about modular hookahs when it comes to them is the fact that they are easier to clean, usually. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, that's the big selling point for modular hookahs, in my opinion. Sometimes you get your KM out, and you realize that your wire brush isn't long enough to fully clean out the inside of the KM.
Yeah.
That's my case right now. I just bought a pack of wire brushes off Amazon, and none of them are long enough to clean my KM out, which is insanely ghosted with Pond right now. So it's just, it's bad. And my modular hookahs, that's obviously no problem.
We have somebody who's here for the very first time. I want to give a shout out to Uryok, I think is how you pronounce that name. I'm not sure. I'm terrible with names. I apologize. But thank you so much for tuning in for the very first time. If you are just joining us like he is right now, or they are, I guess I should say, we have some cool stuff. We're going to be doing some giveaways as well as some other fun conversations. So you picked a good day to stop in and say hello. We have somebody, John, right now saying that he has a MIG and a Moor, a Prometheus, Moroccan to clean avian.
Micron
and aviary to actually make smaller. It's Prime Day on Amazon, but their website is failing so hard today. I don't know why I read that. I just kept reading, basically. So if you are interested, today is Prime Day on Amazon.
Yeah, go spend all the money you have on Prime, like some of the guys I know already did today.
Yeah, they did.
I'm looking at you, Tommy.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, they did. Yeah, so there's a lot of really cool stuff out there. Like I said, it's easier to clean, which is one of the big things for me. I would say that's probably the most, like you said, the selling point for them, obviously. What is the biggest problem with a modular pipe, in your opinion, Adrian?
Wear and tear. Honestly, when you have threading on pipes, anytime you have a thread, you have the opportunity to A, strip the thread, B, strip the paint off the thread, and then you can have leakage issues, which could cause rust if your hookah is not of the utmost quality. I'm looking at Maya when I say that, or Mia. So those are the main issues I see with modular pipes. Also, if you're kind of a dingus and you lose a part of your modular pipe, and maybe that's one of the parts you need to actually complete the setup, now you have all these pieces that don't do anything. I haven't personally run into this issue, but I know people who have.
Yeah, that would never be a good thing, especially if you're missing like a component, like a main, an important part of it. You can maybe figure out a way to like, what's it called? You know, rig it up together to make it work and stuff. But you got to be careful because you might destroy it. But yeah, the threading is always the biggest scare or issue with these sorts of pipes because you want it to be a nice thick thread. Because if it's a thin thread, when you thread it in, when you're screwing it on, it could very well damage the threading, and then you're SOL, and there's nothing you can do unless you rethread the pipe, which is a pain. You don't want to do that. John says, rest in peace, my cross-threaded aviator, which is, I thought the aviator had pretty decent threads, does it not?
It's got good beefy threads, but there is an issue towards the bottom of the threading on the piece that goes, the top piece that goes into the bottom part of the down, the upstem, I guess is what you would call it.
Yeah.
It can be thin sometimes, and if you aggressively thread it together, sometimes you can get a cross thread. I haven't had that issue. I kind of baby my threading because I'm paranoid. But yeah, I've heard that issue come up a few times.
Okay.
And I know that the threading isn't as strong as some pipes threading could be, because if you're smoking a super juicy shisha out of the aviator, you can experience some leakage when you're using it at full mast.
Okay. Let's go ahead and give away something else, Adrian. Are you ready to give away more free stuff?
Yeah, before we do that, I do have an announcement. I've been chatting with Kyle while we're on here, and two things.
Okay.
One, slightly more disappointed. The release will not be next week just because of the logistics of getting it out to Ron and everything who will be selling it,
mm-hmm.
But it will be before the expo, so it will be much longer than that. But the second one is, Matt, I don't know if we've talked about this. I've been a little busy, but can we just go ahead and confirm Kyle for next week?
Oh, yes, for sure. Kyle will be on the podcast next week. We'll be talking all about these beautiful bowls and even more things, obviously. But yes, Kyle will be on. We'll confirm him immediately for the show. Cannot wait to have him on again. He was on during season one, obviously. We had a great conversation about bowls and all sorts of fun stuff. We'll have another great talk about his new product coming out and then all sorts of other stuff as well. Make sure you have your questions ready because we're going to have a absolute fire podcast with Kyle coming back on, obviously.
Yeah, this will be the second time on the podcast. The first time was an absolute blast.
Yes, it was. So let's go ahead and give away another 250 grams of Alpha Comma with this beautiful fork/foil poker. This is the second one that we're going to be giving away. We have one more to give away as well. Maybe we'll do that as like a call-in giveaway or something. I'm not sure. But we do. Go ahead and pick a number starting right now from 1 to 25. Sorry, Captain Wetbeard, you joined or you said your number a little bit too early. 1 to 25, say your number right now. We'll vamp for a little while, and then we'll go ahead and do another random number generator. But this is your chance to win 250 grams of Alpha Comet tobacco with a fork/poker. They're beautiful, and they're cool. We've shown them off a ton, obviously. 1 to 25, that's all you got to do is pick a number, and then we will do a random draw here in just a little while. What flavor would you recommend somebody get from Alpha Comma if they win this?
There's a handful of flavors that I think are really good. But if they get to pick any flavor they want from their line,
I believe so. Yeah, I don't see why not.
The freeze flavors have been outstanding. The ones that stand out to me right now are obviously the passion fruit mint freeze, or the passion fruit mango mint freeze.
Yeah.
And then there's the grapefruit mint freeze I would absolutely recommend. And then if you get your hands on that iced tea flavor, I'm pretty sure they're available. I would highly recommend the peach iced tea, which I tried for the first time today. Outstanding. And I have a review up on the grapefruit iced tea on my channel if you're interested in a grapefruit flavor. But all those are solid choices.
I would also recommend getting just regular old passion fruit by itself. I did a review for that one, and that is phenomenal. Passion fruit is absolutely delicious. Doug just said passion fruit right now. Let's see. We got some numbers in here right now. I think we got enough. Let's go ahead and stop it right now. I'm going to do the random number picker, and we're going to see what we land on between 1 and 25. The number is going to be 23. Do we have a 23? Let me look and see if we have a 23. We do. Yes, we do. John, you're the winner. Congratulations, John. You are the winner of 250 grams of Alpha Comet tobacco. Reach out to me on Facebook. We got some wonderful prizes for you. We have the fork and poker, and then we also have 250 grams. Oh my gosh, those tongs are awesome. 250 grams.
Yeah, just showing off. We're not giving these away. No. This is something cool that we got to do. But look at this. Look at these tongs. It's ridiculous.
They look nice. They look very... I can't wait to get my stuff in. We did a group buy, and I'm just waiting for my stuff to show up. Very, very excited. Congratulations, John. You are the winner of that. We have one more to give away, and then we also have another pair of tickets to give away as well, which we'll be doing very shortly.
Real quick.
Yes.
Have we talked to, I think, Euk?
Yes.
Euk, the new guy?
Yes.
He has asked a few questions, and he's brand new to the channel, so I'd like to fill him in.
Okay, go right ahead.
So the first one being, do you guys do this every week? And yes, every Monday at, I'll just use my time. It's 7:30 Eastern time. And then we've got, he did ask what we're smoking. So really quickly, I am smoking Alpha Comma Grapefruit Mint Freeze on my Starbucks with the V2 Darkos. And then I think there was one more question he had for us. Nope, just congratulations.
Okay.
So thank you. Just to fill you in.
I'm smoking grapefruit iced tea right now out of my Carbon One stem. That's what I'm smoking. Wonderful flavor from Alpha Comma as well. Raul just said the Urso tray. Did you get any trays from them or not?
I did not. Tongs and two pairs of tongs. Five forks is what I went with. And I'm pleased, man. These things are sweet.
I can't wait to get the tray. I hope it's not too small. I saw a picture that made me think that they might be kind of tiny, but if they fit on my like smoke, that would be phenomenal. I can't wait for it to show up. I'm so excited for them to finally get here. We are live every Monday. Every Monday is when we do the AM Hookah Podcast. AM stands for Adrian and Matt, and our Hookah Podcast actually is what that stands for.
Also, I'm going to plug real quick for you. If you are interested in hookah content and you like reviews as well, if you're looking for new flavors, also anyone in the chat who's not familiar, I'm pretty sure most of you are well-versed if you're interested in reviews and priciness. But I'm Pipe Dream Hookah over on YouTube. I just do, you see my face the same way you do here, except for I'm doing reviews. And then Matt is...
Just Matt Dezen. Yeah, just Matt Dezen is who I am on the YouTube. I don't have any cool branding or nothing. Just little old me. And then there's a bunch of good people on YouTube, too, that we recommend, like Rob, Hookah Chef, Dan Partridge as well. There's all sorts of people.
Yeah.
I'm forgetting people on accident. I don't want to go.
Zach from Strictly Sheesh.
Yes, there's so many. I don't want to say too many because I'll forget a bunch. So there's lots of people on there. Ask us anytime you want. And we'll point you to a good person to go watch a review for or something like that. Okay, so I have a question for you about modular hookahs. Is there any way that you could think that you would change a modular hookah, how they come today? I have an idea, and I want to hear your thoughts on it.
Well, there's a few different ways that modular hookahs come, right? Like, for instance, MIGs, actually, most of them don't have threading on them. They're very heavy, and they're held together by their own weight. I think that's a really good way to do it because there's nowhere near as much wear and tear when you have a hookah that comes together like that. Mm-hmm. But as far as things I would like to see other than just like an increase in quality, I would like to see an increase in quality. As far as specifics, I can't say I've put that much thought into the topic.
Well, mine is something that a lot of them already do, actually, but I just would like to see it embraced a little bit more, and that's just like the ability to use magnets. I think it's really cool.
Yeah, like the matte pair. Exactly. That's the one that comes to mind, yeah.
Yeah, I think that magnets is such a cool technology, and it's readily available, and I think that it's really neat if we're able to see those sorts of things happen a little bit more often, and I think that it's possible to see that happen a little bit more often. My Like Smoke hookah, which I don't have because it's actually dirty and I need to clean, it threads in, it screws together and everything like that, and it's very cool. But I wish there was some component of it that was a magnet, maybe like the hose port or something like that. I think that'd be really cool, and I'd like to see magnets used a little bit more. I'm trying to think if there's any other cool customizable ways to do a modular pipe. You know, there's glass pipes are also semi-modular in the fact that you piece them together as you use them. They usually aren't modular in the fact that, you know, you get a downstem, you get a vase, you get your hose and your purge and everything. So it's not like super modular or anything like that, but there are a few that you piece together. You can do like, you know, two layers of your downstem, or you can do a mole catcher so it catches all the stuff that goes from the top of the bowl down into it and stuff like that. So, you know, glass is also another really neat one. Magnets is a really neat one. All those come to mind, obviously, for me personally. Adrian, let me ask you right now, what kind of mod pipe would you like? Something that comes fully apart or only certain parts of it detached, more like the downstem for easy cleaning? Do you like them fully modular or less modular?
If you're already going to go the extra mile to make the downstem detachable, I would like a fully modular pipe. And I'm just going to do this really quick. I'm sure that almost everyone in here has seen a modular pipe. But for the rebroadcast and for maybe the one of you that is maybe newer to hookah and doesn't know what a modular pipe is, a modular pipe is obviously a pipe that comes apart. And this is actually the Alchemist Initiate, which is actually one of the nicer modular pipes around, and it comes at a pretty decent price point at just under $200 for just the stem and tray. And the way this guy works is you can't count this part as modular. Trays always come off for the most part, although the Art Aviator has a locking tray.
Hey, while you do this, I'm going to go ahead and say everyone do a number between 1 and 25, and we're going to give away the last thing of 250 grams of Alpha Combo tobacco and the fork and foil poker. Do a number between 1 and 25, and if you don't mind saying that here in just a minute while you're breaking that down, that'll be good too. And we'll give away the last batch of it that we have.
Yep, absolutely. And I'm going to break this down really quick. This is also kind of a look into the Alchemist Initiate for anyone who has not seen this hookah. But this comes out in a few different places that maybe you wouldn't even notice where the actual threading would be, because they put this together pretty well. For anyone who's wondering, this is actually made by the guys who do Prometheus as well. That's actually made in their warehouse. So,
really? I didn't know that.
Yes. That's where the quality comes from. It's a Prometheus. It's a headquarters product. But the tab comes off just like that. Then you've got the tray mount. It's this little disc. Easy to clean. I think you need to clean it that much anyway. And then right here, you've actually got this piece right here that comes off as its own separate unit. This guy comes off right here, and it seems pretty tedious because it's like, oh wow, you wouldn't really need to break it down that much to clean it. But it's not just cleaning. I'm not going to take this off. This comes off. The purge obviously comes off, and the downstem, I'll demonstrate that this comes off, which means that any length of wire brush you can clean it. But the really neat thing about something like the Initiate is that if you want to reassemble, say you don't want to have some giant hookah, you can just grab, this is my favorite way to set this thing up, just grab this piece, then grab the tray mount, pop that on top, grab the bowl port, and thread that in, because all the threads thread into one another. Then you have this little guy, tray goes up on top, leaving plenty of room for the hose to hang out. And bam, that's one of my favorite things about the modular pipe, since you can do stuff like that.
That's very cool. I'm going to go ahead and do the draw now for the 250 grams of Alpha Comma tobacco and the fork. I'm going to do the random generated number at the moment, and the number that we're going to land on today is 16. 16. Let's see. Do we have I just saw somebody post 16 literally right now, and luckily I just saw it. But we do not have another 16, so the winner of this one is going to be
Uri Productions, you have just won 250 grams of tobacco and the fork. Congratulations.
And the only reason that that works that we just saw that is we do have a 10-second delay on the stream.
Yeah.
So you couldn't have heard us say 16 before you typed it in. So congratulations.
Yeah, I'm not worried about that at all. Reach out to me on Facebook if you could. I would really appreciate that. It's the easiest way for me to get in contact. Or you can find me on Instagram or the podcast Instagram, AM Hookah Podcast on Instagram. Adrian's going to check that. He promises that to me. And then also, you can find me on Instagram, Matt Desen, if that makes anything easier to you. There's not a real good way to message people on YouTube and stuff, so I'd rather do it through something like Facebook because it's a lot easier. So congratulations, Ermi Productions. You are the winner of that. We are going to give away one more pair of tickets for the Hookah Worldwide Expo, but I think we're going to do that as a call-in, which we're almost to the end of the show, sadly. So I'm going to go ahead and turn on the call right now. Are you ready for that, Adrian?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Okay, let me make sure that this is set up correctly.
Hey, has anyone gotten their Friday the 13th Welcome. Surprise order from Hookah Shisha? Whoa, hello. I have not. I didn't know that was a thing. Am I in that list? Do I get one? Probably not.
I haven't heard about that either. So on the screen right now is the phone number that you can call along with the pin. We have some really cool bad jazz music that we're going to listen to, but go ahead and give us a call and enter that pin number in and you'll be able to join us live on air. We'll take a couple of calls and we'll ask you if you are interested in the Hookah Expo tickets. If you're interested in the Hookah Expo tickets, go ahead and give us a call right now. And whoever calls in first and gets a hold of us, we'll give you those tickets if you're interested in winning. If you're not interested in winning those tickets, that's fine. We'll do another random drawing for a number in a minute. But yeah, you can go ahead and ask us whatever you want. We have a question that I'll ask of you, and yeah, we'll have a good old time. So go ahead and give us a call as soon as you're able to. Once again, that phone number is on the screen and the pin number is there as well. Man, this has been a lot of fun. I can't believe this show has gone by absolutely so quick, Adrian. I can't believe it.
Yeah, absolutely. The hour-long format is actually a lot quicker than you would think when you're just going the whole time, you know?
Yes, for sure. Especially when you have such a good partner in crime like you are, Adrian, helping me get through this every Monday at 5:30 Mountain Standard Time. It's so nice. Yeah, so if you are interested in giving us a call, just go ahead and give a call right now, and we will have you on the stream with us. There is a little bit of delay. That's why I'm repeating myself, just so you make sure you hear about it. If there's more than one person that joins us, I will mute one person, and we'll only talk to one person at a time to make things easy and accessible for everybody. But the phone line is, of course, open. Like I do, let me make sure I wrote that number down correctly. 605-472-5233. Yeah, that's correct. And then the PIN is 460113. So those are all correct. Oh, we got somebody on the line. Hold on just a second. They should be knocked on here shortly. Where are they? All we hear is the music right now.
It's very jazz.
Good. Yeah, really good bad jazz. Always fun. It says that they're here. Oh man, did I do something wrong? I don't think I did anything wrong.
Do you not know how to technical?
Oh, we got somebody. Hello, are you? Can you hear me?
Hello.
Hello. Who is this?
This Doug, 3-tip gang.
Doug, how you doing, my friend? How are you doing?
Man, I'm doing good. And guess what, man?
What?
This is how much I love the podcast. I'm on my bicycle riding downtown, and I'm dialing numbers as I'm riding.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you be careful, Doug. You don't get into no problems with us. We have somebody else, but you're going to have to wait until Doug is off the air. Doug, I got a question for you real quick, if you don't mind. Do you want the tickets to go to the Hookah Worldwide Expo?
You are
the winner of the second pair of tickets that we're giving away today. Congratulations. I'm so happy. I can't wait to meet you and hang out with you down there and buy you a drink, and we're gonna get absolutely crazy down there, Doug.
Hey, yeah, man. Hey, first round on me, man.
Oh man, I'm not gonna say no to that.
Shit.
I'm not. You're not gonna stop me from denying you to get me a drink at all. Hey, Doug, I got another question for you, okay?
Go ahead.
Okay, so what do you like a hookah pipe that breaks apart? I'm assuming you do because I've seen bits and pieces of your collection. But are you a fan of a modular hookah pipe?
Yeah, I am. I like the ones that do break apart. To me, they're easier to clean. It's easy for me to break down and clean each individual piece of it, as opposed to those ones that are just one piece. So I can actually soak each individual piece and clean it.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know you have a bunch of pipes, obviously. So my question for you is, out of your collection also, is what's your favorite one that you own? I know you have a ton of stuff that's from all over the world, obviously. So what's one of your favorite ones that you have?
Man, honestly, I've been stuck on my matte pair for probably the last 2 or 3 weeks. So it'll probably be between my matte pair, my mid, my alpha. But I probably would say the matte pair. I like the alpha because it's pretty cool with the purge, and it has a real open draw. It has a huge diffuser on it. But that matte pair, man, it's just so smooth. That's the one I pretty much my go-to pipe every day.
Very cool. Do you have any questions for us that you'd like to ask, Doug?
Oh, man, not really, man. Y'all keep me informed on everything I need to know. I just appreciate y'all letting me win. This 2 weeks in a row, man.
Yes, and before anybody freaks out, everyone needs to know that the reason why he's able to win again is because if you win something on the live show, you're allowed to win stuff. Like, at any time, you're allowed to win on the live show. If he would have won one of our larger giveaways where you have to enter it, follow us, and there's, like, a much bigger to-do about it, those are only going to be one per season, but you can win as often and as regularly as you show up to the show to be able to win, to up your chances by watching the show, because live shows are how you get the best chance to win. Am I correct, Doug?
You're correct. And actually what I'm gonna do, since I did win 2 weeks in a row, since I am part of the group that got some of the Urso orders, so the first person that messaged me in my messenger, I will actually give them an Urso fork and a tongue.
Oh my goodness, Doug, you are far too kind. He's gonna give away a fork that doesn't look like this. It looks like the ones that Adrian has. And he's also gonna be giving away a pair of tongs like Adrian has as well. Doug, you are the man, my friend.
So the first person that messaged me, just send me your info, and when I get it in, I'll actually send it to you.
Awesome. I'm gonna go ahead and drop you from the call right now, Doug. Thank you so much for calling in, and thank you for the support of the show, man.
No problem.
Bye. Okay, so we already have another caller on the air right now, so let me see if they can hear us. I'm going to unmute them real quick. Hello, caller, are you there?
What's going on, baby? This is J-Rock.
J-Rock, how you doing, caller?
Again, hell yeah.
Again, so nice to hear your voice, as always. What are you up to right now, J-Rock?
I'm actually at work. I sneaked off on my break. I had to tune in because I'm all late, but I said, you know what? I got to call my peoples in to say what's up, what's going on. Can't wait to see y'all at the expo.
Hell yeah.
And everything.
Well, we appreciate it so much, J-Rock. Do you have a question for us, J-Rock?
Yeah. All right. Question, like, I guess if we all meet at the expo, what are you going to be more excited to see when you get there? Manufacturers or the brands bringing out maybe a different bowl or exclusive shisha that they, you know, maybe they haven't released yet, mm-hmm. and you can buy it and then hopefully go home and test it, or, you know, something like that.
Oh, that's a very, very good question. And before I let you off, I'm going to ask you a question as well. Do you like a pipe that mm-hmm. breaks apart? Are you a fan of modular pipes?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
At first, I wasn't, because back then I had Amaya, and then after a while, when you constantly keep breaking it down, the threading, it gets sharded, yep. and after a while, I just got really impatient, and then when I switched to my Khalil Mamoon, it was just like, it was actually kind of perfect, because I just had to do just one thing, just clean one pipe and the bowl and everything, and that was it.
Yes.
So I didn't really have to break it down, but now I'm rethinking about buying a modular one. I want to, because everything is up to par on technology, so I'm going to try that.
Very, very cool. Well, thank you so much for calling. We'll answer your question. I'm going to drop you real quick, and then, but thank you so much for calling in, J-Rock. Appreciate it, as always.
Oh, no problem. One love.
All right, Adrian. So before we have one more caller waiting in the queue right now that we will take in just a moment. But before we do, let's go ahead and answer J-Rock's question real quick. What are you excited when it comes to the different vendors that are going to be there? Is there anything particular that you're excited about?
He worded that really well, because my honest answer would have normally been, I'm most excited to, like, meet everyone in real life at the expo. Uh-huh. But because he wants to target vendors and different products that will be there, honestly, we've been talking about it. One of the things that I'm most excited about is going to check out the ring bowls that Kyle has made. I'm super pumped about that. I'm also super pumped to go check out some of the, because I know Alpha Comma is going to be there. And I want to check out some of that Alpha Comma, because I haven't tried everything that they have.
Okay. Sorry. I heard most of what you said.
Oh, also, real quick, I don't know. If you're having any problems hearing audio, I know that Caesar said that I was a little bit quiet, but let us know, because I am talking to Badia over direct message, and he says that we need to turn it up a little bit.
Okay.
I'm not sure. It could just be Badia, but it also could be that our mix is a little bit low.
Yes. Let us know, because I can adjust the volumes over here as well. So let's go ahead and take our last caller, and then we actually got to get off the air. I got to go run and do something. So I'm going to see. Are you there still, caller? Hello, can you hear me?
Hey, guys.
Hey, who is this?
It's Badia.
Oh, hey, Badia. How are you doing? The man from Alpha Comma. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I can't complain. We're just hanging out, smoking some hookah, and talking about your great product. We want to give you a big thank you, Badia, because you are the reason why we gave away three 250-gram containers, and then also these beautiful fork and poker combos. So thank you so much, Badia, for that.
Thank you guys for making my Monday night more exciting. Every Monday at 7:30 Eastern Time.
Very awesome. Question for you, Badia. Do you like a pipe that breaks apart? Do you like modular pipes?
So I purposely called in because I just picked up the Octopus hookah from Germany when I was out there in Austria. Mm-hmm. And I am not a fan of modular hookahs.
Really?
At all. I think they're high maintenance. For some odd reason, maybe because I'm lazy, but that's the only reason. I probably keep them attached to each other, but mm-hmm. I don't like the modular hookah. The size of it.
How many pieces does the Octopus hookah break down into?
Maybe about seven. That because I have the Nemo, which is a very small tabletop hookah, but.
Seven
I think
is a lot for a tabletop.
7 pieces, 8 pieces.
All right.
That's quite a bit. That's like, I think that would be a pain in the ass for me.
Yeah.
And I like my pipes, so.
Yeah, especially for a small one. Badia, do you have any questions for us, my friend?
No, I don't. I just want to, I wish I was able to join you guys at the expo, but make sure you stop by at the Fahama booth and. Enjoy the swag and the hookah and the rest of the vendors out there.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for calling, Badia. We appreciate it as always. I'm going to go ahead and drop you from the call right now, but thank you for calling. Appreciate it a ton.
Take it easy, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Oh, let me get rid of that jazz. Let me get rid of that jazz.
No, turn it up, dude.
No. Okay. Oh, my gosh. So, Adrian, this was a phenomenal blast. This was a great time. Thank you for joining me, as always. If people are looking for you on the internets, where can they find you?
If you want to find me on YouTube, it's Pipe Dream Hookah. I do reviews, unboxings, and tutorials. If you want to see some hookah porn, go over to Instagram. It's the_pipedream. And hey, if you want to follow me on Twitter, it's the same exact handle. And if you want to see me on Facebook, my name's Adrian Hunter. My face is the profile icon thumbnail thing. And you can also check out Pipe Dream Hookah over on Facebook. I have a page dedicated to my brand.
Awesome. And then if you want to find the podcast, you can find us here, obviously, AM Hookah Podcast every Monday, 5:30 Mountain Standard Time. You can find us on Twitter at @AM_hookahpodcast. And then you can also find us on Instagram, AM Hookah Podcast as well. You can find me all over the place, Matt Dezen on YouTube, Matt Dezen on Facebook, Matt Dezen on Instagram, just all over the place with my own name. Oh my goodness, this was an absolute phenomenal blast. Thank you to all the people that participated, called in, the winners of the different things, obviously, and all that fun stuff. And yeah. Yeah, man, this was a blast. Thank you. Hope to see you next time. What's up?
Yes, Badia is the owner of Alpha Comma. The owner of Alpha Comma USA. He's one of the guys who does that.
Yes, yes. And also, we will have Kyle Smith on next week. So make sure you tune into that because that is going to be an absolute phenomenal blast. Until next time, guys, I don't have anything else to say. So I'm just going to say goodbye. Adrian, what's going on? Are you ready to end this?
Yeah, I gotta go do some degenerate shit.
All right, sounds like a plan. Thank you guys so much for watching. Thank you for being a part of the stream. Until next time, keep on smoking. Bye.
Yeah. Yeah, go do that. Bye.